According to the Quran, and in verse number 7 in chapter 32, Allah states that in relation to Himself, He says, "Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqa." That Allah has made good, He has perfected whatever He's created. Whatever you see in the realm of creation is good. Whatever you see in the realm of creation is a blessing. It's Allah's creation. There is no bad according to the Islamic worldview. Evil doesn't exist. It's non-existent. When you look at your surroundings, whatever is in the realm of creation, it's Allah's creation. This is our worldview. This is our outlook on the world. And now enter the coronavirus. Is this something separate from Allah's jurisdiction of creation? Of course not. This too is a created thing. Allah has created it, and therefore it's a blessing and it's good. Well, this may be a man-made phenomenon. It may be, although I don't want to enter any conspiracy theories, it's still not substantiated, but it's a possibility. But even if it is, did man make this virus or construct it independent from Allah or not? With Allah's satisfaction, legislatively? No. But providentially, was Allah's satisfaction in the takwini sense there? Of course it was. Was Allah's permission? Was it on a par with Allah's will? Of course it was. Could they create it minus Allah? Of course they couldn't. The fact that it has been realized in this realm of creation, it's a blessing. But through Tawheed, we have to benefit from it. Okay, theoretically that may sound a bit difficult for us to grasp. If everything is good, so what's all the fear? Why are we so scared of this virus? Why do we grieve over it? Why do we call it bad? Why should we be scared when it's Allah's creation? When the medical experts say, wash your hands and give a number of instructions, keep your distance from people, avoid congregations, we have to, assuming they are trustworthy experts in the field, it is what they say holds probativity. It's hujja upon us, and we have to listen. Because listening, part of the Sharia, dictates that you have to listen to the trustworthy experts in any given domain. Here, it's the medical experts. Now, we're all journeying towards perfection, but we want to journey towards perfection in virtue, not vice. If you don't listen to the medical experts and thus compromise your Sharia, then what you get, based on cause and effect, is your own doing. And that we have to refrain from. We have to maximize our journeying. Now, you may make a mistake and you may suffer from that mistake, but then you have to take lesson from it again. But if you don't, it's going to be a downward spiral. During the early stages of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the American embassy in Iran, it was realized amongst the students that it's acting as a network of espionage. And they went in and their conjecture proved to be correct. And they took a number of hostages in, the so-called hostage crisis during the presidency of President Carter. Carter then sent a fleet of planes and helicopters to rescue these hostages. What happened? They encountered a sandstorm. And many of the American soldiers and planes, they crashed and they died. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in the speech given after the event, he said, who made those helicopters crash? And he said, the sand made them crash, not us. And the sand were given this duty from Allah. They were ma'amur from Allah. The hand. Look how sand can give so much benefit for some people, even for the other party, even for Carter. He should have taken lesson from this, and maybe he benefited from it. But the sand were Allah's representatives. The sand are a creation of Allah. Likewise with the virus. This is also has a representation from Allah, is acting on behalf of Allah. We just have to make sure we are amongst those who benefited, so we enhance our perfection in virtue, and God forbid not advance our perfection in vice. And therefore, yes, these are burdens, but don't call them bad. You can benefit, you can grow through them. In relation to evil, when it's used in the language of the Sharia, things being haram, things being bad to do, here this pertains to the realm of the soul. When you commit an action in the physical realm, this action will lead you to become more distanced from Allah or more close to Allah. If you become more distanced to Allah, the Sharia gives that label as evil, as bad. But in the realm of creation, whatever you see in the external realm, it's Allah's creation. It's all good. When Lady Zainab alayhi salam says, "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila," what she's looking at, it's a massacre, it's stabbings, killings, but it's all Allah's actions, and it's beautiful for her. Yes, the people in Karbala and what they did, those people become more and more distanced from Allah. It's evil for them, but from a Tawhidi worldview, it's all good. It just depends now whether you take that lesson from that physical action, which is Allah's creation, or you don't. It's all in your hands. So with every burden you encounter, you reach a two-way junction. You may either be grateful or you may be ungrateful, but it's still in your hands. And until you die, this two-way junction always is. But in the hereafter, it's a one-way show. And therefore, that will be punishment for you if you hadn't acted properly in this world. This was Reflect, diving a little deeper.